Drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We're launching an hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all those on us. freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about what you want. Still to come, though, we'll talk about FEMA and what it is they're botching up this time. But first, we go to Chris in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling about your comments of the lady who was arrested at the courthouse.
Yes, Lauren Canario, a friend of ours and a super activist up here in New Hampshire, has been arrested again. The federal government has stolen her freedom from her, and it's just absolutely outrageous. Originally, all it was because she was in an IRS office wearing a V mask. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. What part of that do you find a travesty?
The fact that the federal government has charged this lady with a crime for being in one of their offices standing there with a V-mask on.
Okay, and that's not disturbing. I mean, I understand the right that we have to protest, but...
Well, I'd like to quote a bumper sticker. Before you go on, I'd like to quote a bumper sticker. What part of Congress shall make no law don't you understand?
No, I understand. I understand the Constitution perfectly.
Great.
But what
Great.
I wanted to ask you was, there comes a point where it becomes a disturbance in an office when you have somebody wearing a mask. If you were to walk into a public office and find somebody sitting there with a mask on, you wouldn't find that disturbing?
It's disturbing. But my question to you is this. If the Constitution says that the Congress shall make no law, then there shall be no law, right? So she couldn't have been breaking a law. Then doesn't that sort of mean that the federal government has to work around it? Rather than arresting somebody, which I understand the government really only understands violence. But don't you think they should... I mean, shouldn't they just figure out some other way to do business? If Congress not allowed to make a law according to their little rules, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we agree.
We do agree, but there is a point at which you are a disturbance. When you have the right to protest, you don't have the right to disrupt somebody else's business.
Right, but this isn't a business.
The government's not a business. Business, hold on. Wait before. I got to correct this. Government's not a business. Business is voluntary interaction between two humans. When you buy something from me, we do that. The government demands things from you. It's theft. So the government, it's theft being interrupted, doesn't really bother me that much.
Okay, but your rights do not always usurp government authority.
Yeah, they do. Humans, the government outlined, Congress shall make no law, right? So
yes.
Congress can't make a law that says that I can't protest. So therefore, Congress needs to figure out some way for it to steal from its, citizens.
That's just fantasy, though. It doesn't have to do
that. Of course, it absolutely.
They'll just do whatever they want
because
clear. That's what
they lied to us in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
That's why.
So there you go.
Whether or not the government then lied or the government now is lying is a different story. I feel when they made the Constitution, they had a whole different perspective of how it was going to be utilized, and I don't feel that it's being utilized now as it was meant to be when it was written.
Right, because the thieves and the brigands got a hold of it.
Well, they didn't expect, I don't think the founding fathers expected an income tax. That's one of the things I'm pretty sure they didn't expect.
It was clearly explicitly outlawed originally.
That was part of the whole reason why we fought the American Revolution.
Wait, what was the reason?
Taxation.
Taxes and for secession from England.
Yep, that's why I say it's time to secede again, because I've had about enough of this nonsense. What do you say to that? Secede? Is it time?
Well, I don't know about secession, but I feel it's time for I don't want to sound cliche or to quote Barack or his candidacy, but it is time for something to change.
Oh, I'm all for change. I just don't want to change. I'm all for change. I just don't want to change to socialism. That's what Barack's offering.
We're already here. It's already
exactly
socialist.
That is exactly what he's offering.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Let's
more
be clear.
Socialism.
I was going to say,
Barack Obama's offering more socialism.
It's pretty clear that McCain is a socialist.
He's
as
offering
well.
More fascism.
But they're all fascists and socialists. Kind of like they're all rolled into one, like fascio-socialism.
It's very close stuff.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
They want to have total control.
They
that's
do.
What a
yes,
bureaucracy,
they do.
That's what bureaucrats are all about. They
yep.
want to control you and I.
If they don't have control, they don't have anything.
Another disagreement that I have with you, and I'm sorry I'm switching lanes here, but...
Go ahead.
When you say you are for open borders, are you also for the support in the billions of dollars that we are sending to, say, Africa for aid?
Not.
I am not
against theft in all of its forms.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of redistribution of wealth. I'm not in favor of confiscating wealth in the first place. I think you should be free to keep all the money that you earn and decide for yourself how to spend it and save it and give it away and all of that. I think you should be able to choose. And I think that private property is quite sacred. And if you want to have borders on your private property and decide who you allow in and who you allow out, that's your business. But as far as the so-called concept of public property, it's just unclaimed land, and people should be free to travel across it as they feel the need to do so, as long as it remains unclaimed land. However, I would like to see all land be completely privately owned, and in that case, I, as a private property owner, get to decide who I want to allow on and off of my property. How's that sound?
That's your right, and I totally agree with you on
there
that.
There you go. Looks it's good to agree.
I have to be honest with you. When I guess my local station has just I guess they've been carrying you for about 3 or 4 months now. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yeah, I remember when you first came on, and I was totally. I listened to you, but I didn't want to listen to you.
Because, gobsmacked.
I consider myself a conservative, not a hard right-wing conservative, but, I mean, I do consider myself conservative, and a lot of what you were espousing when I started listening to you sounded an awful lot to me like you wanted a controlled, anarchist kind of environment.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the term anarchist.
I just want small government.
I know you don't. I listen to you, and I know you don't like anarchists, but when you have people just running around doing whatever they want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, I mean, that's kind of a...
That's freedom, baby. That's what people do for the most part.
Sure, but it's an oxymoron. You can't just have people running around doing whatever they want.
No, that you don't understand. There's a caveat. It's on private property. You get to do what you want on your
private property.
That's right. And if you
right.
want...
I can't strip naked and take a crap on your lawn.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's your lawn.
So private property rules, which is why the word anarchy is a bad word, because it connotates no rules. That's the basic concept as I understand it. Some would argue it connotates no government, but I think to most people it connotates no rules. And I believe in rules. Private property owners, sir.
The private property owners.
That's right. Just
so
like when...
We would live in a society with... 100 million different rules.
That's what we live in right now, dude. I don't know where
you rule
been.
Your life.
Go read some of the law books, man. I mean, they've got 100 million rules that you wouldn't even possibly know of. Look, there's one basic rule that you need to understand, and that is that you don't harm other people or their property. That's the one rule that everybody needs to understand. If we can live by that rule, then what other rules do we need?
That's right. I don't disagree with you at
all. There
you
go. Good to hear from you, man. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. As far as private rules are concerned, when the ones you need to know are usually right there on the front door as you're walking in. No smoking, no shirt, no shoes, no service. And then if you're actually in the business and you do something the business owner doesn't like, he's going to let you know. And if you don't correct your behavior, then you've got to leave. This is not that complicated. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I've found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. With DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, and they include the bulletin board system. We've got about 400,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's an awful lot to talk about. From fun stuff to serious issues, you find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this diet supplement called Dex-C20 for several weeks now. I think we're going on 7. I've lost more than 5 pounds. It's working for me. It's easy. It doesn't have cause you to get weird and crazy like all those other diet pills do, and people don't want to hang out with you because you're all fidgety and stuff. It doesn't have any stimulants. It's Dex-C20. You can get it at CVS, GNC, Walgreens, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com. Dex-C20.
FEMA is at it again. We're going to tell you more about that if we get a chance, but your calls are primary. So we go to Steve, listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Steve, going on.
Hey, how's it going there?
You're on the air, Steve. What's on your mind?
Wonderful. In Denver, it is illegal to loan your vacuum cleaner to your next-door neighbor. This is a sex crime.
What?
It's a what?
Yeah, I just thought about that when you were telling that last caller about how, you know, what the one law should be, don't harm other people and respect other people's property and so forth.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that he said, well, we'd have a society with 1,000 different laws everywhere you went. And you said, well, that's what we have right now. And that just occurred to me. I read that yesterday. Yeah, you can't loan out your vacuum cleaner. It's a sex crime.
How is that a sex crime?
I don't know, but I called to talk about something that actually dovetails quite nicely with that last conversation because
sex and vacuum cleaners, I'm sorry, not a good combination. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. But Ian, if I tell you or Mark, or if Mark tells Ian, go kill Guard.
Gardner Goldsmith, one of our co-hosts on the show.
In Denver, excuse me, but before you go on, according to sillylaws.com or maine.com, under silly laws, Colorado and Denver, it is unlawful to lend your vacuum cleaner to your next door neighbor.
Well, you disbelieved him?
I just like to check these things.
Mm-hmm.
If people make claims on the air and I can check it, I'm going to check it as quickly as I can.
All right.
That's very good. Yeah, I checked it too because I didn't believe it either.
Okay, so back to the scenario. Somebody's asking us or ordering us to kill Guard. Which one was it?
Yeah, so I call you up and I say, Ian, I think it's a really good idea if you went out and killed Guard. Now, you can choose to either kill Guard or not kill Guard. And, if you kill him, I'm totally innocent because you didn't have to kill him, right? I mean, am I right on that?
I think you're probably, innocent if you make the suggestion. I think some people will probably, not like the fact that you did it, but maybe some ostracism will go on.
If you hired me, then
if you paid somebody to do it, I think that's an entirely different.
You're contracting at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was thinking, in fact, I was talking with somebody about this, the MySpace suicide case. And,
yes.
The lady I was talking to said, well, you know, that lady needs to go to jail because she inspired that child to kill herself. And I said, listen, I said she wouldn't be guilty even if she made the noose for the kid. Now, that doesn't mean she's not reprehensible and a horrible person, in my opinion. But even if she made the noose and handed it to the kid, in my view, she still wouldn't be guilty of murder because she didn't do it.
I think you're right.
For whatever crazy reason. Go ahead.
For our listeners that don't know what you're talking about, the MySpace case was a woman who was, I think, in her 30s. She had a teenage, she had a teenage daughter, and they'd created a fake MySpace profile in order to mess with the head of one of the other teenage girls in the neighborhood, basically.
Right.
And turned out that the girl figured out eventually that it wasn't a real boy that she'd been talking to the entire time. She thought it was, but it wasn't. And being a teenage girl with little to no self-esteem, and probably this was not just the only problem in her life, most likely she ended up killing herself. And as a result of this case, the federal government has charged this woman, the mother in this particular case, has charged her with some sort of just nonsense crimes. I don't have a list of them.
Mail fraud.
It was just garbage. And really, if this case goes through and this woman is convicted, it's going to set a very scary precedent where if you pretend like you're someone else on the internet, you could be guilty of some sort of federal offense.
It goes to show the one size fits all sort of model of government. I agree this woman's reprehensible, and I agree that, and I think that the fact that her story was spread all over the United States is good. That way people can treat her like she deserves, like a reprehensible individual who did a bad thing. However, I don't think that I don't think imprisonment's the right thing. I don't think I should have to pay for her imprisonment. I just don't see any point in it. I think she's better off trying to, you know, live off her nonsense that she participated in there and, you know, be with her family. And that way I don't have to pay to house her and stuff. But
right.
People do see it as wrong, and they want the government to fix wrongs. And, you know, the government can't in this particular
instance. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
Right, yeah. Well, what I was going to get at is, now, this person I was debating with, she didn't have a very good rebuttal for me. I kind of debate. I don't debate as often as you guys, but I debate quite often, and I pretty much beat her into the ground. And later on, thinking about it, I thought, well, what if I was arguing against me? What if I was arguing her position? What I would have said is, okay, so then Charles Manson should not be in prison, because Charles Manson did not actually kill anybody. He merely told people to kill other people.
Hmm. I'll have to think about that.
I'm not ready. I do too.
I'm flat-footed on that one. I don't know. I did read that Helter Skelter thing or something about the Manson murders, and I think you're right. I think Charles Manson didn't actually kill anybody.
Yep.
That he was only around, certainly trespassing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, I have to say.
I believe he dropped him off. I can't remember the details of the case exactly, but I believe he dropped him off and said, go in there and, you know, kill him.
I think Manson probably would have been worse off on the outside. I mean, what if he'd been allowed to stay out of prison? Inevitably, you might have had somebody go ahead and get some vigilante justice on him. That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
but that's how I would have rebutted me.
Good points,
and
I think.
It's a bit stumping.
Yeah,
thank you,
Steve.
I'll work on it.
Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think he's right.
You know, the fact is, if an arbiter or a jury would have plenty of time to think about that issue, and I, you know, I'm going to have to think about it. I'm not ready just in seconds on that one.
With your thoughts, if you want to dial in, 800-259-9231, you can call about anything. We talked to, I believe it's Stashu in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Right. Yep, you got it right, Stasha. That's how you say it.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I guess everybody's talking about moral relativism, and everybody should have a book of Socrates' inquiry. His method of inquiry is called a book, Socrates' Method of Inquiry, and how we ask questions, because everybody is like, depends on whose ox gets gored. Like this George Washington and a whiskey rebellion, we're talking about the power of the purse and the power of the person through his liberties. His liberty to take action on his own behalf. The farmers in western New York State and Pennsylvania and even Massachusetts were attacked by the government, and they weren't doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're only making whiskey out of their grain.
Right, because it was easier to transport. If you have a big cart full of grain, it's a heck of a lot harder to transport than...
I'm not sure where you're going with this, but hang on. We'll talk about it here in moments. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts, I don't know if you've been to their website, but they want to charge you for accessing their sites. And we do it free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, SACL is the main sponsor of the show. Jason Osborne over there considers himself to be sort of the John Hancock of the Liberty Movement. He wants to help organizations out that are promoting liberty. Free Talk Live is one of them. He's our biggest sponsor, so if you like what we're doing here, help out SACL CAI by turning over your accounts payable or whatever bill collections issues you have with them. Just give them a call.
Isn't it accounts receivable?
Did I say
when money's coming in?
Yeah, accounts receivable? What? I don't know. They do collections early.
You're not a business, man.
They purchase charged off receivables. Whatever. check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right. So we go to your phone calls. Ladies first. Debbie listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark. Hello, Debbie. Debbie going once. Debbie in Indy going twice. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Gotcha. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, just first of all, I want to preface what I'm going to say with this is the first time I've tuned into your show, and so far I've enjoyed it very much.
Excellent.
Okay. Secondly, I agree with you that we have way, 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 way too many laws that are absolutely totally ludicrous.
Yeah.
I am not a young person. I am 52 years old. I am old enough to remember the Charles Manson / Sharon Tate LaVeyonc murders. Charles Manson was not anywhere near. He did not take them and drop them off. He was nowhere near any of those. He was convicted because, and that goes back to the other point that I want to make, everybody will be governed. One way or another, we may be governed by the government, or we'll be governed by a husband, we'll be governed by parents, we'll be governed by a group of followers. If you
I agree
will.
With you.
Everyone is going to be governed in some fashion. Now, the fact that our government has gotten totally way out there in la-la land as far as power hungry is concerned is a whole other issue. But, yes, there have to be laws that you're absolutely right. They
I
need
see.
To be common sense. Laws.
I'm of the opinion that we should have a small government, really, really, really small government, and I don't think we should even need a federal government on that level. I think that small state governments would be fine. And I consider it sort of a placeholder for what might spring up, and that's probably the
so
biggest.
Scared.
This is probably the biggest difference between my partner and I here on air is that he thinks that we can do it all without government. And
that's right. There
I
is
like
no need for an arbitrary group of men and women calling themselves government, wielding coercive force over innocent lives. There's no need for that whatsoever.
Yeah, because, and I'll tell you why, it's a very simple thing in that, everybody, you've heard 6 degrees of separation. Well, there are 6 degrees of separation, and they're called intelligence and conscience in every one of us. It's all totally relevant.
I have no idea what the 6 degrees of separation are.
Oh, well,
except that I'm 6 points away from Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
But that's the whole thing. There, are, okay, get the movie, 6 Degrees of Separation. It's a fabulous film. But anyway, people want
put on my
people,
Netflix.
There are so many levels of compassion, so many levels of sincerity, so many levels of conscience that there has to be some governing force. But anyway, I'll let you go. I love your show.
Okay, Debbie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you're compassionate, then you don't want to control other people's lives. If you're compassionate for others, then you can't possibly agree with the idea of a coercive state. Now, if you want to have some organization that calls itself a government and it does business on a consensual basis in that if I decide I would like its protection services or I would like its judicial services, then I should be able to contract with that particular agency and get into an agreement with it, in which case then we're just talking about a name for a business. That's fine with me. If you've got an organization of men and women that's doing business on a consensual, voluntary basis, I'm 100% okay with it. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But if you've got men and women that are threatening people, if you've got men and women that are threatening to harm others, threatening to steal property from people, if you've got men and women threatening to put others who have not harmed people into cold prison cells, then I'm going to have a problem with it. And I don't care how small their organization is. As long as you're willing to wield coercive force over innocent lives, you will come up against me and people like me.
I think that government should be small enough, and we should be from a state level. The idea is that we can we can have a bunch of different tries at what government would be like. I'd like to see,
and they'll all fail.
I'd like to see what your sort of non-coercive forms of government. I'd like to see how that works. I would like to, however, stay someplace where we have some cops around to stop murders.
You don't have any cops around where you live. Oh, so stop it.
Well, I got the neighbors have all kinds of guns.
Well, there you go. You don't need the damn cops.
It looks like the Hatfields and McCoys where I live.
That's all you need is some people with guns.
As a matter of fact, in my town, they don't want any cops just because probably feel like they protect themselves.
Mark, I've been a bad, bad talk show host. I put Stashu on hold, and
I
forgot about it. Stashu, you're back. You've been waiting patiently. Shame on me. Go ahead with your thoughts.
99% whiskey. And of course, you couldn't drink it because it'd kill you. Inflame would bite you quickly. Yeah. Shock your system.
Stashu, are you there? Are you talking to us?
I don't think he's talking to us anymore. Let's put him back on hold because he's got little infinite echo going.
That's not good.
We'll see if we can rescue Stashu a little bit later. Let's try Bill in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm waiting for you guys.
Here you are.
Okay, I got to say something about a couple callers before.
Yes, sir.
About Charles Manson. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I've learned a little bit just by listening to the news here in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not guilty of murder because he told somebody to kill somebody else. He was guilty of murder because he was with the people that did the murders.
Was he with them at the time the murders were committed?
Yes.
I'm not. Okay.
Was,
somebody just
walked,
said that they
he walked
that he wasn't
in the house with them and he walked out with them.
That doesn't make you a murderer. That makes you an accessory, doesn't it?
Well, that would make
you
a principal.
Just as guilty as if you had held a knife yourself. That's
is
how
that
it works
right?
here in Indianapolis. I found
that would
that
make
out.
You a principal, and that's pretty much right.
So, what if you were driving the getaway car? Would you still be a principal at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
If you and Mark, Mark and Ian, is that your names?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. The two of you gentlemen drive up to a bank, and one of you walks in, and you're just one guy sitting at the steering wheel, and the other one says, "Hey, I'm going to go make a deposit or a withdrawal," and the other guy that goes into the bank does a robbery, and then he comes back out into the car, and you both drive away. You are just as guilty as he is.
You know, you're not at that point. I went to prison for murder. I can tell you that there has to be some knowledge of what's going on. You will certainly have to deal with the cops, and you will have to explain yourself. But if you stick to the look, man. He said he was making a deposit or a withdrawal or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know withdrawal meant he was going to use a gun. Yeah. If you stick to that story, you'll be okay. But you're gonna have a long night.
I have to say,
night.
I don't like these laws. I don't think they're very fair. I mean, they suggest that if you don't actually commit the act, how you're guilty of it. I mean, that's like it's like the rules. There's a law I think here in New Hampshire and maybe in other places where if you are busted. Yeah, for drugs, for instance, if you get caught with marijuana and somebody's there with you, they can also be arrested for not even having the marijuana, or it's just like being in the same room with the marijuana is apparently a crime. So it's that same sort of mentality where if you're nearby when a so-called crime is being committed, obviously in the case of murder, it's real. It's a real crime. But I'm talking about drugs being so-called. If you're in the room, then you're a criminal?
Now, wait a second. Do you think that politicians are criminals?
Yes.
Okay. A politician gives a man called a cop an order, and the cop carries it out. So the politician is not a criminal because he's just giving the orders to the cops. And I have to disagree. I think that a person giving orders and standing around and that kind of thing seems to me that they're involved. And
yes.
They should face the punishments that the person doing it. Now,
it's
a tough line to draw, and I think that a legal mind would have to spend some time really thinking about it. But from that standpoint, I'm thinking they're guilty.
Thanks, Bill, for the call. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free to 800-259-9231. No victim, no crime. More on the way. Free
politicians, not criminals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a light new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's Free Talk Live. And if you want to help support the program, we should tell you that the nominating period for the podcast awards is now open, and it will be continuing for the remainder of the month. So the next 10 days is the time period you have to go to podcastawards.com and nominate Free Talk Live. I think we'd probably be best off. Unfortunately, I think this category is unfortunate that there's not a better category for us, but political probably would be the best category for Free Talk Live. There's no news
it's
or
the one
issues.
It's the one we've won 3 years running.
Yeah, so we would need you to go and nominate Free Talk Live. If you haven't done so yet, go to podcastawards.com, scroll down a bit, and then put Free Talk Live in the political category as well as our URL to the podcast, and then submit that. And that would be much appreciated. That'll get us in the running, and then eventually we'll ask you to go and vote for the show when that time comes. So podcastawards.com, nominate Free Talk Live for the political category. Somebody suggested we get nominated for the People's Choice category, but the problem with that is if we were nominated for the People's Choice and won it, then we would not be able to win anything the year following that. I think it'd be better to be able to say we've won a podcast award X amount of years in a row than to say, oh, well, we won the People's Choice Award back in 2008, but we couldn't try it in 2009. So
that's
just nominate us for the political category, and that will be sufficient at podcastawards.com.
Dexy20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. I've been taking Dexy20. All that's true. It's working for me. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or at diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, Joe, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
I just wanted to talk to you and see what your standpoint
it's awkward that you brought up the marijuana and the use of it and everything there, but what do you think about medicinal marijuana?
I think medicinal marijuana is a good first step on the path to total drug legalization. I think that, you know, I think that marijuana is a very, very good drug. It's pretty benign. It's pretty safe. I'm a huge fan of it myself, but I think that that's just... We need to re-legalize all drugs simply because the war on drugs is one of the greatest travesties that has ever afflicted this country. It has resulted in hundreds of thousands, actually over, I think it's now like 1.5 million Americans being put behind bars or actually being arrested on a yearly basis. And now about half of those numbers are marijuana arrests. So for the most part, it is a war on marijuana, but those other drug users are for the most part equally nonviolent as most marijuana users. So I'll go all the way and say full re-legalization of all drugs and getting rid of prescriptions. And I don't mean getting rid of the drugs. I mean getting rid of the prescription process and making it so every single drug is available over the counter to anybody that wants to go in and purchase it. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that there may be a little bit of abuse to an extent if you were to go and do that.
Sure there would.
I personally think that maybe we should go to a how Amsterdam does, you know, just an organic law.
What's an organic law? I'm not sure what that means.
Not necessarily. That's not what it's called. But, you know, they basically frown upon drugs. They don't legalize them.
Best way to get to the Atlantic. I'm sorry. What was that? Go ahead again.
I was all the way to the end. But they kind of look the other way when it comes to organic drugs.
Like, yeah, again, I think that's a step in the right direction. But you mentioned that you think there would be a problem, some sort of an abuse problem. But we already have an abuse problem today. And the abuse problem today is compounded by the fact that the drugs, the illegal or non-organic drugs like heroin, for instance, or crack cocaine or meth, many of these very harmful, very dangerous, hard drugs are available in the black marketplace, and the people that have problems today, it's worse, because not only do they have a problem, which is a personal issue, but their personal problem becomes a problem that we all have to deal with, because when somebody needs another hit of crack cocaine in the current marketplace, they have to go and get it from the black market, which means the price is way, way higher than it would normally be, and since the prices are so incredibly expensive, these addicts have to go and do something to make that money, whether it's hooking, whether it's, you know, again, turning tricks, or whether it's going and robbing a convenience store, whether it's cutting the top on your, as it happened to you, Mark, whether it's cutting the top right on your vehicle and,
you know,
going
they,
in and
they,
taking
cut,
your...
they cut the top of my BMW in order to get some money out of it, and old BMW, I'm not rich. but, you know, I like that a lot better than the idea of them coming into my house and cutting my wife's throat so they can get our strong box. And the fact is, these drugs being illegal makes them a heck of a lot more expensive. You've never heard of anybody robbing somebody else in order to get money for cigarettes, and you've never heard of them robbing people in order to get a sip of whiskey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these legal drugs, they're not too expensive for people to afford.
So I know it sounds scary, Joe, when we talk about stuff like this, like, oh my gosh, all these drug addicts are going to be running around everywhere, but the fact is they're already out there today, and we're in a higher level of danger because of the illegal status of those drugs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Actually, I was going to say, I would imagine if they were made legal, that a lot of people would kind of, I guess maybe lose their luster or appeal.
It's true. It's called the forbidden fruit aspect. You know, it's like when you tell kids not to do something, they want to go off and do it, right? So you're absolutely right. In fact, you mentioned Amsterdam, and that's something that you can see reflected in the statistics from Amsterdam when you compare. And I understand, to some extent, comparing country to country is apples to oranges, but it's still interesting to look at. When you look at the Amsterdam teenagers and whether or not they smoke marijuana, and you compare them to American teenagers, far more American teens are consuming marijuana here than they are in Amsterdam. You have to say, well, why is that? That's the exact reason you just suggested. It's lost its luster. It doesn't have the forbidden fruit aspect over in Amsterdam, and so it's just not as cool to smoke marijuana as it may be in a situation like we have here in the States where it's prohibited, because then it's bad. Then you're doing something, you're breaking the rules, and, well, they're not breaking any rules in Amsterdam or in Toronto. Even though it's illegal in Toronto, where I just went on vacation recently, it's tolerated there. and people walk down the street, they light up a joint, and everything's okay. Society has not crumbled in upon itself, so I think we can get along okay with these drug users, and in fact, they'll be able to, the people that actually have real problems won't be afraid to go and get help. That's another factor. A lot of drug users are deathly afraid of going to a doctor or going to some sort of treatment center because they think they're going to get turned in. They think there's a chance they could be, arrested. They think that something could happen to them. Maybe it's paranoia. I don't know. Maybe in some places some bad things will happen to them. But in a legal marketplace situation, they wouldn't have that irrational fear that they might currently have today. So there's just reason after reason to re-legalize all drugs, and there's really no reason whatsoever to keep the war on drugs going, unless you're a cop who happens to be making his money or his paycheck off the war.
Or unless you're a gangster who makes money from the inflated prices.
Or unless you're a politician who's getting reelected based on supposedly being tough on crime.
All of them. People that we need to, that suck off our money.
Good call, Joe. Thanks for hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 as we continue and talk to Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Dave, of course, always a man who has something to say about marijuana legalization. Go ahead, Dave.
I didn't call about that, but I want to say is the only reason why the drugs are illegal is because the government is corrupt. Because just like you said, you got to be ignorant or you got to be corrupt to know the truth about what's going on. And these guys in power prove they ain't ignorant because they're in positions of power. So that leaves them, they're only corrupt.
Yep.
And they're making way too much money off of it.
I'd say that's a fair assertion. Go ahead, Dave. What were you calling about tonight?
I called because of the great unconstitutional act of bailing these companies out, right? And it leads me to question with interest.
I'm sorry?
Real important word right now, I think. And it's only really a thought, right? It's not really tangible, but yet it runs our country. And then if they have my money, they don't give me interest. But if I owe them money, I owe them interest. And then they're going to borrow money from us and then charge us interest in paying it back. That's like me.
Are you talking? You're talking about banks or the government?
The whole economic system, especially what's going on now. They're going to loan $85 billion to these guys from our future earnings, or a great grandkids or whatever.
Yeah. Well, many banks.
And then we
got
to pay
interest.
It back with interest. But it's being borrowed from the people.
This bailout is really socialism for the very, very wealthy.
It's crazy. It's extortion. It's total extortion.
Yeah, it's definitely corporate welfare to the extreme. Dave, thanks for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Businesses that make bad decisions should go out of business. And the government should not be stepping in the way. But then again, what can we do about it, right? We can always start an alternative currency and try that, but that didn't work too well for the Liberty Dollar. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription. And when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.